and live on Facebook.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Renowned constitutional lawyer. I beg your pardon. Renowned constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Makhebi Zulu strongly condemns the summoning of Archbishop Alick Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission for anti-money laundering investigations, describing the action as hypocritical. A 1-year, 10-month-old baby has been allegedly defiled by an unknown person living in the Wuyo compound. In international news, DRC accuses Rwanda of killing 1,500 civilians in the past month. And in sports news, Gabon's AFCON exit triggers political crisis at home.
And now, the Power FM News.
With Upfront and Reliable News every day, I'm Shakana Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wendy.
A 1-year, 10-month-old baby has been allegedly fouled by an unknown person. The incident is believed to have occurred on December 30th, 2025, between 9 hours and 12 hours at the family residence in Livoya compound. Brief facts of the matter are that on the material day, the mother left the victim in the custody of her siblings, aged 11, 8 and 6 years respectively, while she went to Maramba Market for business. In another related development, a 12-year-old boy of the same area, Livuyo Township, has also been sodomized by another juvenile estimated to be 14 years old. The incident is alleged to have occurred on December 30th, 2025, at around 20 hours in an unfinished church building within Livuyo in Livingston District. Brief facts of the matter are that on the material day, the grandmother left home at 19 hours to sell groceries at a nearby shop. Upon her return at 20 hours, she did not find the victim at home, as she had gone to the neighbor's place to watch movies. Around 21 hours, the victim returned home distressed and crying. He disclosed that he had been sexually assaulted by a juvenile neighbor. When examined, the grandmother observed traces of blood and injuries around the victim's anal area. The matter was later reported to Livuyo Police Station. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the two incidents to Powerful News, stating that the victims were issued with a medical report and were taken to Livingston University Teaching Hospital and were later admitted. He added the police are establishing the actual age of the alleged juvenile offender to ensure that due process of the law is followed.
In another development, the Drug Enforcement Commission has confirmed that Archbishop of Lusaka, Alick Banda, has been summoned to appear before the Commission next Monday. DEC says the summons is part of the ongoing investigations in two allegations that the Archbishop received a Toyota Hilux vehicle from the Zambia Revenue Authority, which is accused of unlawfully disposing of government vehicles. The matter follows the recent conviction and jailing of former ZRA Commissioner General King Tanda and another officer for failing to follow procedure in the disposal of 22 government vehicles, one of which was allegedly found in the possession of Archbishop Banda. DEC Director General Nathan Banda said the Archbishop has been called to assist with investigations, dismissing claims that the move is politically motivated and emphasizing that no one is above the law. Mr. Banda added that investigations have been ongoing for some time now, with some vehicles already seized and suspects convicted, and expressed concern over the leakage of the call out later to social media, noting that the Commission only wants to hear the Archbishop's side of the story.
The rule of law says nobody is above the law. Now, this particular case has been running for some time. We seized motor vehicles in this case. Some other people that are involved, so the ZRA case and then who are involved as investigators, some people have actually been convicted because government property was taken away from government and appropriated to people, individuals. Tell me what I should do as a law enforcement does. So we issue a call out as a starting point, asking you to come because you have been mentioned in a particular activity. We want to hear your side of the story. People are dubbed criminals, people are dubbed thieves. in social media and so forth. We don't want that ourselves. We are professionals. We will not tell you anything until it is proved in court. So we'll call you, come over, we'll have a chat. But here's the sad thing. When we issue a call out, colleagues, it's a private document for the person written on that document. Nasun Banda, come and report that the initiate court. It's for me. The me, I'll get my lawyer, get my other lawyer, and tell them accompany me. But what do people do? The moment you get the call out,
meanwhile, renowned constitutional lawyer and patriotic front, PS presidential aspirant Nakebi Zulu, has strongly condemned the summoning of the Archbishop, Mr. Zulu. Mr. Zulu has described the action as not only unwarranted, but deeply alarming, stating it reflects a deliberate attempt to intimidate a respected religious leader who has consistently spoken the truth to power. He stated that such a hypocritical action is not only shameful, but also exposes the erosion of the democratic principles the UPND once pledged to defend, adding that manipulating state institutions to settle political scores is a reckless and divisive path that has the potential to breed instability and fuel public distrust. Mr. Zulu emphasized that Archbishop Banda has been a courageous and consistent voice for accountability, and targeting him now is an attack on the very moral ideals and democratic values he embodies.
Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Grayford Munde has described the just-ended year 2025 as one of the most difficult periods in Zambia's recent history. Mr. Munde pointed out economic hardships, governance challenges, and national tragedies. In a New Year's address, Mr. Munde reflected on what he termed a year etched in national memory as one of profound trials and heartache as the country heads into an election year. He therefore appealed to the opposition leader to set aside their personal ambitions and form a united front, stirring the ruling party. Meanwhile, Mr. Munde called for unity within the Patriotic Front ahead of the 2026 general elections, emphasizing the need for vigorous mobilization, urging citizens to demand an impartial electoral commission and commit to peaceful, issue-based campaigns. Mr. Munde reaffirmed his commitment to national service, pledging to restore unity, hope and prosperity if elected.
I wish to commend the Catholic Church leadership, Oasis Forum, and all those who bravely stood against the onslaught of our Constitution. These patients have strained a historic partnership vital for our unity and progress. The freedom of democratic space has alarmed us all. Restrictions on assembly, politically motivated arrests of opposition voices, and harassment that silences divergent views.
In international news, Zoran Mamdani became mayor of New York City just after midnight on New Year's Day, taking the oath of office at a historic decommissioned subway station in Manhattan. Mamdani, a Democratic, was sworn in as the first Muslim leader of the United States' biggest city. He placed his hand on a Quran held by his wife, artist Rama Diwaji, as he took his oath. The private ceremony, administered by New York Attorney General Letitia James, a political ally, took place at the Old City Hall Station, one of the city's original subway stops that is known for its stunning arched ceilings. In Mamdani's first remarks as mayor, he said the old subway station was a testament